This night, Psalm chapter 53, if you got a Bible, Psalm chapter 53. Psalm chapter 53. The Bible said the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. And God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear where no fear was. For God has scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame because God hath despised them. That's strong language right there. Said God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when God bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Well, this is a Psalm of David, and Psalm 14 and Psalm 53, they line up. It's not word for word, but it's basically the same text and words of God that he's speaking here about. And there's a lot of things a man could say from this scripture tonight that would be healthy. That would be a warning. And I look at this thing tonight, and I want to preach, God to help me a little while, on the fool has said in his heart.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't say it with his lips, but he said it in his heart.
Right.
And a man don't have to say it with his lips, he just says it in his heart. And the Bible said the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That in the man's heart, he's denied the very existence of God. And he said, there is no God. And when he says there is no God, he says there's no creator. He said there's no heaven and there's no hell. He said there's no Bible, there's no rule, there's no judgment, there's nothing. We're our own man, we're our own boss. And we can do what we want to. We don't have to answer to no God. And that's what he said, there's no God that exists. And God's man said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now I want to say this, there's a lot of people in this world that's saying that in their heart. And you don't have to look far to find it. That in the hearts of people, their testimony is, there's not no God.
Right.
An atheist was sick and he has died. And he is visited by his daughter, a young girl. She come in the room with a slate and a piece of chalk in her hand. And he said, give me that. He wrote on it, God is nowhere. And he asked her to read it, and she read in her innocent voice, God is now here. God is now here. And I'll say it was an exchange, but eternal issues hung on the fact that he'll have to answer to God. Every man will answer to God, it don't matter who they are. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Christ is God. He's the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. But if you look at this scripture tonight, you just see the complete total depravity of mankind. If mankind could today, they'd kill God and take him off the throne. If they could, they're doing their best. That's what Satan wanted. If you look back to the spirit of the Antichrist in this hour, Satan, one of the things he wanted to do is make himself above God. In other words, I want God off the throne. I want to be there. And is that not the humanistic thinking of this day? That we don't want a God that's a real God. We don't want a God that sits on a throne and rules in the affairs of men. We want to be our own God. That's the humanistic thought. It was said not long ago that these people come out with this, no God, no problem. I mean, it might not have reached the South yet. But up north and some of these godless places that's filled with filth and my friend immorality, they said they saw a bus going down the road and on the side of that bus it had no God and no problem. That's what they want in this day. And if they could kill God, they would. But you know, I wouldn't want a God today that nobody wasn't mad at. If God's God and He is, sinners are mad at God. Sinners are haters of God. Sinners despise God. They despise the rule of God. They despise the way of God. They despise the Word of God. And why should we think it be any less? It's just a fact in these last days there'll be more manifestations of people hating God. There'll be more that escalate than uncontrollable lust, unbridled lust, and proclaim that they're God and they're their own boss, and they sit on their own throne, and they do what they want to do when they want to do it, but they never acknowledge the fact of who they got to answer to and who they got to be judged by. But God said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's right. And I'm going to tell you this, a man that don't submit to God don't believe there is a God. That's right. I mean, reading this scripture today, there's some things about this scripture that we find today, friend, that's so prevalent in our society in this hour. You know, everybody's a pretty nice fella till you confront them about their condition before God. You can talk to a group of people and they think you're the nicest fella that ever walked in shoe leather. But if you look at that group of people and say, how do y'all stand with God? How do y'all stand in relationship with Jesus Christ? I tell you, the first thing they'll do is they'll rebuke you, and God, they'll say things about you. You know why? Because you brought up a confrontational thing about the God of heaven, and men hate God in this hour. You know what? If there's either one person on the throne of your heart tonight, it's either God or you.
Yeah.
You either submit to God or you. Hey man, that's what people want today. They want a God that don't. You know, this world's so foolish. They make God like some grandpa man that sits up there in a rocking chair in heaven. And He's not like that. God's a holy God.
Amen.
God's an almighty God. God's a sovereign God. God's a God, the God of heaven. And friend, I'm telling you not, He's not made like most people portray Him to be. He's not that way, but that's the way the church is God. That's the way a lot of people in this world's God. That God's like us. But friend, He's not. He's higher than us. His thoughts are higher. His ways are higher. Thank God what He does is higher. And when a man, my friend, don't accept God for who He is, it won't change God. But I'll tell you one thing, He'll face the judgment of God. There's only one way to God tonight. That's through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God manifest in the flesh. He came in this sinful world, became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be saved. Go to Calvary's cross and gave Himself for sinners, that the will of Father might be done in His life. He knew that before He ever came. He came, thank God, as the God-man. And He came to die and save lost sinners. And friend, I'm just telling you this tonight, that's the only way to God. There's no other way. You know what people say? God, I don't believe that. That's why they say water baptism is essential. That's why they say, friend, you can do the best you can. That's why they build their own religious castles. But they're all castles in the sand, and they never do stand. But they're actually waving their fist in the eyes of God and saying, God, I don't have to do it your way. I tell you, friend, they hate Him tonight. He's the most hated person that ever lived. Hey, Jesus Christ was the most most hated man that ever walked in this world. He didn't have but a few that followed him, and the rest of them said, crucify him. And we did too. We was in that crowd that day that had a voice against the Son of God that said, crucify him. Away with him. We didn't love God. Don't tell me you did. Amen. But God did love us. And if he had not, we never had been saved. But men today don't love God. They're not born loving God. They're born loving sin. They're born living for sin. And friend, I'm telling you, a good way to know whether you've been saved is, praise God, what's in your heart. Is it God or is it sin? God won't dwell where darkness is. He won't dwell where sin is. And if a man don't have the victory over sin, then he don't have victory in Christ. Amen. That's right. Amen. There ain't no way to make excuses about it. He's a holy God. He said God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If he say that we walk in with God and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Amen. I'm telling you, this religious world has no knowledge of God. Hey, Paul said, I speak that to your shame, that we ought to have the gospel. Thank God that's in earthen vessels to give the word of God out. And it might have an effect on sinners. But today, friend, they don't care. We live in a careless age. And men really don't care what you think or what God thinks. There's no fear of God before their eyes. They don't fear God. They don't fear going to hell. They don't fear dying without God. Hey, friend, they don't have no fear. But when the day comes, my friend, they'll find out there is a God, and they'll answer to Him. Amen.
Amen.
And so I want to say tonight four things about this. I want to say, first of all, the fool says there's no God. And this he does because he is a fool. There is no God. I'd like for the fool to explain to me how everything got here. I'd like the fool to explain to me the creation. I really would like him to explain to me, thank God, how God created this heaven and earth. Amen. And the world therein in 6 days. 6 24-hour days. Amen. The creation, the record of creation. I guess it just happened. That's what they say. That's what humanists say. It just happened. That just happened. Well, friend, I'm telling you what, it'd take a whole lot more to believe that. And to believe that God, my friend, by the word of His mouth, created heaven and earth. And all therein. And the earth is His footstool. And I'm telling you this tonight, friend, for a man to deny God, he's denying the God of creation. He's denying the God of the Bible. He's denying the God of salvation. He's denying anybody. Thank God, my friend, has ever been saved. He'd call us a bunch of fools. But God said they're a fool. I'm telling you tonight, friend, are you listening to me? The best thing that ever happened to you, thank God, is you heard the gospel. And God got a hold of your sinful heart and saved your wretched soul, and He put you in the family of God. I'm telling you what, tonight you could be somewhere worshiping idols, worshiping images, worshiping things made by man's hands, like they did in the Bible. But thank God, we don't worship what we see. We worship Him whom we have not seen, because the Holy Ghost showed us Christ one day and saved us by the grace of God and gave us a hope in our hearts. I'm telling you, there is a God tonight. Thank God, because the Word of God says there is. Amen. That's right. And you know what? God's not moved. He said He looked down from heaven. What it says in the Scripture, He looked down from heaven to see if there'd be any that were seeking Him. He said, that's what He said. He said, I looked down. I mean, I looked down from heaven upon the children of men. And He said, I looked to see if there was any that sought me. Have you ever just said, you know, I mean, people today, they want to try to find some good in man.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say, that's just such a good fella.
Yeah.
Well, he might be in your sight, but it don't count. He said, he's a good old boy. I mean, he's never really done nothing that bad. He's treated his people right. I mean, he's respectable and all that. But God, my friend, when he looked down from heaven, he said he didn't find a man seeking God. He didn't find a man that was seeking the Lord and understanding God. He didn't find a man that was good. Not one was good. Not nobody. But we live in a religious era. God, where people say, that man's a good man. That's a good woman. I tell you, friend, that's worldly language. Thank God if anybody's good because of God. Everything ought to glorify God. It's not in the works of men. There's nobody good enough. There's nobody, my friend, good enough to ever be approved by God. The only way you're approved by God is God has His righteousness in you and He accepts what He put in you that you could get to, thank God, to heaven one day. Amen. That's right. You know, I tell you what. You say, how corrupt is man? Well, Isaiah said, from the sole of his hand to the bottom of his feet. He said, there ain't a good thing about him. Right. If you cut us open tonight without God, it'd stink so bad, you couldn't even stand it. Amen. When Lazarus had been dead 4 days, they said, he stinks. Amen. That old flesh stinks. He's been in the tomb 4 days. He's stinking, Lord. Amen. That's right. You know what man is? He's corrupt. The Bible said he's corrupt. That means he's defiled. It said his righteousness is his filthy rags. That there was nothing good before God. Nothing. Hey, that's what people don't like tonight. They want to say, I've done something. I'm good enough. My mama's the best woman I know. That's what they say. My grandma, she was a good woman. Are you telling me, preacher, that she went to hell because she didn't get born again? Exactly, that's what I'm telling you. That's what God said. I didn't say it. That's what God said. There's a lot of people going to go to hell because they won't accept what the authority of the Bible said. Amen. That's why they hate God. They can get a hold of God, they'd be throwing them tonight and write their own Bible. That's what they tried to do. The NIV and all them other Bibles, they tried to dethrone God from His authority and His Word. And I'm telling you, there ain't a Bible to English speaking people that have any authority in it but this old King James Bible. Anything else has no authority in it. They took the authority of God away and they said, there's not no God. Hey, we can write our own Bible. We can do it the way we want to. We can go to church like we want to. We can build the church like we want to. If we want to sing rock music in it, we can. If we want to dress in short pants and dress like the world, we can. If we want long-haired men preachers and women preachers, we can. All their sin in their heart is that there's not a Bible, there's not a God going to tell me what to do. I'll do it the way I want to. And friend, that's what they've done. And they said in their own heart that there is no God. That's why they come out of seminary today and they're dead as 4 o'clock. Because they don't know God. They've said in their heart, this is the way it is. There's things tonight I could tear down and preach against, friend, that Baptist churches and Baptist people have caught a hold of because some man somewhere said it. And buddy, they just don't think he can lie. I'm telling you, the devil lied. And he's a subtle being. He didn't approach Eve, my friend, with an NIV Bible. He approached her with the Word of God. Even though he distorted it, he didn't say it right. And he was a liar. But he said, hath God said. That's what he said. And he was a slick talker. He was eloquent in his speech. Amen. He was subtle in his approach. He defiled the Word of God. He got her down where the Bible was true. What he was saying to her, there ain't no God that's going to judge you. There's no God that's going to cause you to die. What you heard's a lie. That's the way it is in this air. They don't have no fear of God. They distorted the book. They made it the way they want it to be. Amen. That's right. They say in their heart, there's no God. They deny the eternal existence of God. You say, preacher, where'd God come from? He always has been. There's never been a time that there wasn't God. There's never been a time there wasn't a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Never. Never. You say, figure that out. I can't. It always has been. That's Psalm 90 said, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. He's eternal, friend. Amen. God's not a man. He's God. Amen. I can't figure it out. But I'll tell you what, you never will get saved. You believe it. You have to believe it the way God said it. And God said He's God. And there's none else. And they don't like it neither. And He said, thou shalt have no other gods before you. That's the first command. And He said, I'm God. And there's no other God. Amen. That's right. He's a self-existent God. He don't depend on nobody but God. That's right. You say, how old is God? He's eternal. That's right. That means there's no time with Him. He's without time. Amen. Even though He's in time. And on time. And in our time. But he's not on our schedule. Amen. He's God. The Holy Ghost, He's God. Jesus Christ is God. The Father's God. Every one of them, they're three in one. These three become one. Every one of them's co-equal. There's none greater than the other. Every one of them's God. The same Holy Ghost lives in you. The same Holy Ghost that raised Christ from the dead the third day. Thank God, the Holy Ghost that was done on the day of Pentecost that come fill them people in the with the Holy Ghost. Thank God, the same God that fills me with the Holy Ghost. He's the same God. Amen. It's the same gospel. It's the same way. He's the same God. If you know what God's like, I'm telling you, He's eternal. He's sovereign. That means He's in complete control. And nobody can stay His hand. Amen. That's right. God's not dependent on us. We're dependent on God. That's right. What God decrees will come to pass. I'll say this tonight. The fool has said in her heart, there is no God. And I'll say this tonight. The fool says, I don't need God. That's what the fool says. That's what the world's saying. I don't need God. I'm so sick and tired. I'm tired of hearing it. Of the Muslim world, of the Buddhist world, of all these false religions saying, we all serve the same God. That's a lie. It ain't no way, friend. There's only one God, and that's Jesus Christ. And there's no other God beside Him. And I'm telling you what, they're all going to hell. They're all deceived. They're all Ishmaelites. Thank God they're not in the seat of promise. And the whole crowd's wicked and corrupt and reprobate. And they're all going to hell. Because God, my friend, He don't have His affection on them. He don't have His love toward them. He despises them. He hates the soul of them that does violence. Amen. That's right. I know I can get rough on that, and I'm not trying to be too rough, but I'm going to tell you something. You listen to what I'm about to say. God could pull anybody out of them ungodly, reprobate nations and save them by the gospel. But a nation as a whole there, they forgot God. And they're all going to hell. You won't know why they're coming up as these Islamic extremists and all that mess. They're raising them like that. And they're raising a bunch of snakes. Listen, John the Baptist said that. He looked at the Pharisees and he said, ye generation of vipers. You know what he's saying? He's saying, you're a viper. Your grandpa was a viper. Your great-grandpa was a viper. He said, all of you's a generation of bunch of offspring of dead religion and vipers. That's against the way of Almighty God. Amen. That's right, friend. And they said, we have that Moses and we have these commands. And God says, no, you of your father, devil. And look, your father, you'll do. He didn't tell us we're the father of the devil. He told them Pharisees, you are of your father the devil. I know I got some different thoughts on that. And people can study it out if they want to. Jesus never, I'm saying never, find it in the Bible for me and I'll preach it. There's nowhere in this Bible that Jesus ever called His children the children of the devil. Listen to me. He spake that in His foreknowledge and knowing that them were religious reprobates. That's right. Listen to this. You say, what about Ephesians 2? He said, we were the children of disobedience. We were the children of wrath, even as others. We were under the wrath of God because of sin. We was the children of disobedience. That word disobedient means we were the children of rebellion. That we had rebelled against God. We had said no to God. And we was the children of rebellion, friend. But listen to me tonight. When a man's turned over to reprobation, that's when he becomes a child of the wicked one. That's when he called Cain that. He said Cain's a child of the wicked one because he wouldn't offer the right sacrifice.
Yeah.
That's right. Read it. He called Eli's sons the sons of Belial. He called Nabal, which was a wicked, dirty drunk, that cursed David and done his men wrong. He said, he's a man of Belial. That's what he said. That's a child of the devil, friend. That's right. Jezebel was a child of the devil. That's right. You look at that Bible. He looked at them Pharisees. He said, listen to what he said. He said, you are of your father, the devil, and lust your father, ye will do. And he was a liar from the beginning. That's right. That's what Jesus said. He told the Pharisees that. And he said, God's our father. He said, no, if God was your father, you'd love me.
Amen.
So that's what he said. Amen. I know it's just language, and I know preachers say, well, I was a child of the devil. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I was a child of Adam. I was a lost man. I was without God, without hope. I was under bondage. I was under blindness. But I never was one of his children. I'll tell you, I was a lost man. I was going to hell. I believe there's three kinds of people in this world. I believe there's children of God. I believe there's children of Adam that's lost in Adam. But when a man gets reprobate, he becomes a child of the devil. Amen. That's right. And I don't believe that. I believe God turns them over to reprobation. I believe people sodomize because they're reprobate.
That's right.
I believe sodomy's evidence of reprobation. I'm not saying God couldn't save one if they're savable. You got to be savable. But I'll tell you what, once they ever turn their heart to that lifestyle, that's evidence of what they are. That's right. And the Bible said, and them that take pleasure in it. That means that you go along with that lifestyle, that you're as guilty as the ones committing that lifestyle. That's what it says. It's in the book. I've studied it out. I ain't preaching what some man told me. I preach this thing. I studied it out. That's why God said in the book of Hebrews, he said, them without chastisement, they're bastards.
Right.
And not sons. The word bastard means he's an illegitimate. He's not a true child of God.
Right.
He's not saved. He's not one of mine. That's what it means.
Right.
That's right. See, what we've got in this day, I'm going to tell you what we've created in this day. We've created in this day a God that don't judge nothing. We've created this day a God that wouldn't dare turn a man over to reprobation. I'm going to tell you, probably half of America is already reprobate. Probably so. They probably, you know what the word reprobate means? It means worthless.
Right.
It means past. God's not going to ever speak to them again. Just like old Cain. Cain, if you'll bring the right sacrifice, you'll be accepted. If you don't, sin lies at your door. He said no to God. He hated God. He forsook the way of God. And God reprobated him. And he went out. What the first thing he done? He killed his brother. He killed his brother. Evidence of reprobation. I'm not saying God can't save a murderer. I'm saying this. A man that premeditates murder. A man that kills somebody under premeditated murder. I'm telling you one thing, friend. You better mark her down. There's very few of them that ever come around and have a real repentance. Because I'm telling you why they done that. They got a reprobate mind. That was the days of Noah. How many was saved in the days of Noah? 8 people. Listen to me. He said, it's the days of Noah. So shall it be the days of the coming of the Son of Man. I'm telling you that. What was they doing in the days of Noah? He said, violence filled the earth. They didn't regard human life. They took human life. And is that not the way it is today? They take human life. I'm telling you, that's why it's important. Thank God to raise your children under the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Right. That's So I don't say this. A fool says, I don't need God. I don't need God. Amen. That's what these people say. I run my own life. Do what I want to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what. If I believe that way, I wouldn't even come to church. If I don't need God, what do I need to be here for?
Right.
I don't say this. A fool only says, I don't need God. A fool says, I can live without God. Like the rich fool said, I got big barns. Look how I've been blessed. He didn't give God no credit about it.
Right.
He said, I'll tear down these barns and build greater. And he said, I'll eat, drink, and be merry. Amen.
Yeah.
What he said.
God says, oh, you a fool.
Amen.
He said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, and whose will these be then?
Right.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
You want to know if you're saved tonight? I'll tell you how you know who's on your throne.
Yeah.
Right. Who's calling the shots?
Uh-huh.
Who's the commander?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Jews said. We'll not have this man to reign over us. Crucify him. Kill him. We don't want him.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he went against what they believed.
Yeah. Right.
He went against their tradition. He went against that Judaism, that legalism. And that's all it was, a bunch of legalistic rules. And all they had was a bunch of legalism. And listen, friend and I, that's what a lot of Baptists have. That's all they got. All they got is an outer shell. The women dress right. Thank God for that. I'll say amen to that. But the purpose they dressing right is to pronounce that they're spiritual. Not that they got God. Not that they want to glorify God. All it is a religious show. It's a form. It's a ritual. It's no God in it. It's no spiritual God in it. Amen. We ought to dress right. We ought to do right. Because we love God and because it's right. But we ought to not never do it to bring attention to ourselves.
Amen.
I can't understand tonight neither. I mean, if God, ain't God no God. God made a man and woman. He made them different people.
Right.
He don't want me to be a woman and he don't want a woman to be a man.
Right.
God help.
Yeah.
A man ought not be soft,
yeah.
Effeminate.
That's right.
I'd change my voice if I was that way.
Yeah.
I'd eat something to make me sound different. Walk different, smell different, sweat, do something.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, friend, all some people are is a bunch of legalists.
Yeah.
All it is about outer garment, outer adornment, outer works. This is what we do and we don't do. Well, praise God for that, but that's not being saved.
Amen.
I've heard them tell me before, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff. I preached some crazy stuff too before. I didn't know no better that God showed me. Every man's got to learn, don't he?
Yeah.
I've done it out of the right motive. That's why God blessed it. I was trying to help people. I wasn't trying to skin their hide. Even though you need your hide skinning once in a while like I do.
Right.
You can't skin the sheep every service. Thank God they'd bleed to death.
That's right.
I used to have them sheep. I didn't have them sheared. Didn't shear them much at all. Tell you the truth. But when I did have them sheared, it was about once a year you got them sheared. For summertime, you didn't want them running around with wool on them. Amen. Now they want to take the wool off.
Yeah.
Amen. That's just the way people are. They want to take their own wool off.
Yeah.
Run around naked.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey.
But you know what? A lot of people say, I don't do this and I don't do that and I don't do this and I do this. Oh, there's a bunch of legalism.
Right.
I'm free in Christ tonight. Thank God I'm not bound to that. I'm God's man. I'm God's people.
Yeah.
Amen. God only honors what's from the heart.
Yeah.
You can do all that stuff, but if it's from the heart, all it is religious bondage.
Right.
Right. That's all it is, religious bondage. You go to some church somewhere and you'll look at them people and you'll say, man, these people's kindly a little loose. And then you get to service and God moves through and you'll say, wonder why God didn't move our way, because you're full of pride.
Yeah.
You're full of liberalism in your heart.
Yeah.
It ain't this way you dress. We ought to dress right and go into if we come to church as members of the house of God. But the thing, we ought to carry the right Bible for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can get a man to dress right, carry the right Bible. Don't do this and don't do that, and he can come in that back door and go to hell.
That's
where they're going to. I've never seen a day, friend, and then people turning liberal. I don't know if that's I think it's all right to have another version. It's all right for people to dress the way they want to come to church. I'm telling you what, if you believe that, you've been sold a lie.
Yeah.
Right. I could tighten on that right there. I could tighten on it. Me and my wife was looking at a book the other night, and it was an old book, 1950s. I know we don't live in the 50s no more, and I'm glad we don't.
Yeah.
But buddy, I'm telling you what, dude, I guarantee you them people didn't have to worry what kind of Bible they was using, what women and men was going to wear down to the house of God.
Yeah.
They didn't come look like they was going to the ball game.
Yeah.
I wonder what the choir is going to look like 20 years from now. They going to wear all these jewelry, men wearing jewelry. I'm telling you what tonight, friend. I'm just preaching the Bible. People say I can live without God. I can do my own thing. I can do what I want to do. I'm going to tell you what. If you saved, you can't do it.
That's right. Amen.
How do you know a church says that? I can look at them, go into church and see how the church operates and about tell you whether they're trying to live for God or not.
Yeah.
Right. Amen, brother. I mean, no God means no law, no power, no order, no restraint to lust, no life, no reign over us. I can live without God, I can make without God, and we basically go through our daily life without ever asking God one time.
Yeah.
Lord, would you help me today?
Yeah.
You know why the church don't? Because they think they can make it without it.
Yeah.
I know what to do. I don't need nobody to tell me. And then they'll say this. And if you say something to them, you know what they always tell me? I know that. Well, I just want to remind you. It's not going to hurt you to remind you that God said, in all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths.
Yeah.
That fool said, I'll just build big barns. I'll eat and drink and be merry. But God said tonight, your soul's required, and all that stuff you got, who's it going to be then?
Yeah.
Right. And then the last one is a fool says, I don't want God. I don't want Him. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because it demands complete allegiance or complete submission to the Lordship of Christ. Now you want to talk about what? There's two things that keeps a man from getting saved. I think two major things keeps a man from getting saved. Number one is, I don't want to admit to God that I'm lost. Buddy, I'm telling you, Holy Ghost conviction set in on man. It's going to make him mad at first because God's telling him he's a lost man. You know, here's the thing about it. Here's the thing, and I know it busts him soul winners right between the eyes. I think we'll do our best to try to get people saved. But I'm telling you what, there ain't no such a thing as a plan of God for people to go out and pass them a plan and get them saved. God help.
Yeah.
Hey, God help. But do you know God chooses the time for you to get saved?
Oh, yeah.
You don't choose the time, God does.
Yeah.
How can you choose the time? Did you choose the time you got here?
No.
I'm not new with it, bro.
Before you was in your mother's womb, God knew when you was going to get here. But you didn't have nothing to choose at.
No.
Even when you was in the womb.
Yeah.
When's your birthday? July
30th? 1956.
9-month process. I reckon after a month was, you hollered out and said, I want out July the 30th.
Didn't happen that way, bro.
Hey, but a lot of people think you can go to somebody and give them a Romans roadmap and get them saved on this day or that day and come back to the church and say, we had 30 saved. God help. They don't want God. You know what I found out? If a man's lost, I mean really lost, he'll be looking to find a way. You ever got on the road and got lost?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
More than one time. They come out in these good systems.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I said, we need to get one of them.
Yeah.
I'm not good with directions. She said, it's because you don't listen. That's why.
You don't let the ass fall me then.
I said, I'm going to stop asking that man. She said, don't do that. I said, I'm going to. It don't bother me. I don't care if I ask three or four times long to get to where I'm going. But I'll tell you what, if you're going somewhere and you turn down the wrong road and you don't know where you at, you lost. I'm going to tell you what, you can take your car all day and go down this road and that road and this road and that road, and I'm going to tell you what, you probably won't find it unless you stumble across it. But most of the time when you get lost, you know you are.
That's right. You know it. Amen.
I've been going down the road before, and me and Brother Danny's come back from Brother Mimmy's camp meeting. We took a wrong turn and I kept going, and Brother Danny said, are we lost?
Yeah.
I said, I wasn't going to say it, but we are. It was 5:00 in the morning, friend. You said, what'd you do? I found the service station was open. I said, would you please tell me how to get back out? I need to get on Interstate 75. They said that man went up there hiking in the mountains.
Yeah.
And he got lost up there in the mountains.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what he started doing. Help! 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 I tell you, if a man ever gets under that load of gun and God says tonight's the night, he'll cry for help, I'll tell you. He doesn't have to have a Bible in front of his face. I like it. That's good.
Right.
To get our conviction of sin, God says tonight's the night.
Right.
You lost. Pride to keep man from getting saved. I'll tell you something else, Will. Not being willing to yield to the Lordship of Christ. That's why that rich ruler wouldn't get saved. He said, one thing thou lackest. He said, what is it? He said, sell what you have and give to the poor and come follow me.
Yeah, right. But he
won't do that. Oh. One thing? You mean one thing? Yes, one thing is going to put you in hell? One thing?
Yeah.
You mean you're going to go to hell over one thing? All it was, I'm not going to do what he asked me to do. God help. What's that one thing going to put you in hell? What's that one thing going to put you in hell? He that believes not is condemned already. They don't want God because of His demands, His authority, His conviction, His claim, His truth, and His lordship.
Yeah.
And they said, the foolish in heart, there is no God. There is no God. He didn't say it with his lips, he said it in his heart.
Right.
You can talk to people and talk to people, but you know what they'll say to you in their heart? I'm not no God. I don't have to answer no God. I don't have to answer to God. Anybody that rejects Him, anybody sitting in these pews tonight that's never been saved, you're telling God, I don't have to answer to you. I can do it my way. But I'll tell you what, your way won't work when it comes time to die. I talked to a fellow and I got to quit. Let me say this and I'm through. I talked to a fellow Monday evening. He's in the jail. Black fellow, good fellow, I like him. Says he's saved. He lifted his arm up. He's been up for about 2 years. He lifted his arm up and he said, right here, preacher. A man shot him in his arm right here and a bullet went in here and went out there. And hit the guy behind him in the rib cage. And this is what he told me. He said, preacher, I was this far.
Yeah.
From the grave, that far. And I got to thinking, people are this far. That's right. That's how far people are.
Yeah.
Foolish said in his heart, there's no God. That's what he said. There's no God. I don't know if people talk about God, but they don't know the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible judges people.
Right.
And the God of the Bible tells men really what they are and what they need. And they need His Son tonight. And if you're lost and you're in this church service tonight, you need Jesus. Quit telling God you don't need Him no more. Because that's all you're doing. You're telling God, I don't need you, God. I don't need you. You need Him. You need to be saved. You need Jesus.
Right.
You're just saying in your heart, I don't need Him. But you do.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Let's stand tonight.